Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Well, of course, as we have been doing at around about this time, we cross to Tokyo. We are joined by Roy Jankelowitz, who is a sports presenter and a sports journalist. He brings us the latest from the Olympics. Roy, very good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning to all the listeners. I'm doing fine. How are you guys?
Excellent, thank you. So a question that we've been pondering here this morning, and I don't know if it's just the way the international press is looking at these things, but is there more of a focus on mental health, well-being, this type of area than in prior Olympics, do you think?
I think so, especially I was at Simone Biles' rhythmic gymnastics last night when it happened. She decided that she cannot continue in the team event. So that's one example of it. As well, Naomi Osaka spoke about that, but not in these Olympics, that in previous Grand Slams. So I think it's an issue with athletes and their mental health during times of pressure.
Immense stress. Yeah. It's so interesting because we were debating this earlier. How do you balance this? Because fortitude, mental strength, the ability to cope under pressure is one of the factors that make you a champion.
Exactly. And most athletes are able to cope with that. So it's an interesting fact that nowadays, I think, simply athletes are talking about what they used to not talk about in public.
Yeah, it's interesting. If you read Andre Agassi's biography, you certainly can see that coming through. So he might not talk about it specifically, but the stress and the strain that he was under, the pressure that he was under, you could see that coming through. So I guess it was always there. Tell us about some of the highlights over the last 24 hours.
Okay, so first of all, there was the rhythmic gymnastics last night, the women's finals. Mm-hmm. Russia won the gold medal, the USA won silver, and Great Britain won bronze. It was a very interesting competition to watch. It lasts 2.5 hours, and it's in the biggest gymnastics arena over here in Tokyo. Then after this morning, there was some judo, where Israeli judoka Lee Gochman won his first fight, but he lost the second one, and he will not be competing for a medal. And currently I'm at basketball, where the USA are crushing Iran. It was 96-45 when I went out to talk to you guys. Mm. Fourth quarter almost over.
Wow, that is.
And later on, yes. And later on I have more basketball, and tomorrow again the Israelis compete in judo, this time Peter Palchik.
Right. In fact, one of our listeners yesterday was asking about Israeli judo champion who didn't make it through, and he was just wondering if it isn't just 1 year too late for him.
That's possible, but it seems like he's not at his peak now. And he was at his peak a year ago, so it's all a matter of timing as well.
Absolutely. Time is 8:14. What are you looking forward to today and early tomorrow?
Today some more basketball, and tomorrow judo, also tennis. And and baseball, of course.
Oh, wow.
Israel debuts against Korea. It's the first time Israeli baseball plays in Olympics, and it's the first time baseball is an Olympic sport.
Wow, that is incredible. Absolutely amazing. I had no idea that it wasn't until now. That's where we do have to leave it. It is 8:14. Roy Jankelowitz talking to us from Tokyo.